Good morning and welcome to worship on this beautiful Sunday morning. Happy 4th of July, the day we celebrate the birth of our country and for the good that we stand for. We also ask God's guidance today as we continue to adapt and change and to become the people of God in this place. So, a few announcements as we begin our time together. First of all, I'm Pastor Rod Hank, and Pastor Ryan Jerome is our preaching pastor today, and we're so glad that you've joined us online for worship. First of all, we want to tell you that we had an incredibly successful day camp program this week. We had 46 kids involved, 22 youth. This place was hopping. And we have another opportunity coming up that's a lot like day camp. It's Vacation Bible School. And Vacation Bible School, the registration deadline is going to be Monday, July 5th. So if you're interested in that, please sign up as soon as possible. And if you're interested in being an adult helper, those kind of things, please just contact either Chris Gordon or the church office. The 4th of July, later today, we are helping the city of Parker by, helping to park people and do those things over at the firework display. Dan Turner is still looking for some people to help out. If you are willing to help him out this afternoon, please contact Dan Turner just as soon as possible. The information is in the e-news. Also, you can sign up for a bake sale. We're going to have a Women of Joy bake sale on the 17th and 18th. The 17th is Saturday evening, the 18th on Sunday morning. Following the bake sale on the 18th, there will also be a ice cream social. So I'd encourage you all to come out and join us for worship that day, Sunday the 18th. Also, I just wanted to mention that the men's Bible study, we are starting a new book. We're going to actually look at one of the Gnostic Gospels, which is one that did not make the canon of our Bible that we have, the Gospel of Thomas. And the reason the men are interested in looking at that is because they want to see for themselves if they can see why this particular book was not included as part of our scripture. Should be interesting. That's going to be Wednesdays, 6:30, in person here at church or online. We'll get a link sent out this week. That concludes the announcements. So let us begin our worship today the way that we always do, by passing the peace. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Let's take some time to share that peace with the people near and dear to us. We continue with our confession. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the God of manna, the God of miracles, and the God of mercy. Amen. Drawing closer to Christ and seeking God's abundant grace, let us join together in confessing our sins. A moment of silent reflection. God, our provider, help us. It is hard to believe there is enough to share. We question your ways when they differ from the ways of the world in which we live. We turn to our own understanding rather than trusting in you. We take offense at your teachings and your ways. Turn us again to you. Share with us the words of eternal life and feed us for the life in this world. Amen. Beloved people of God, in Jesus, the manna from heaven, we are fed and nourished. By Jesus, the worker of miracles, there is always more than enough. And through Jesus, the living bread of life, we are shown God's mercy, we are forgiven, and we are loved into abundant life. Amen. Let's join together in singing our opening hymn. Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us join together in praying the prayer of the day. God of the covenant, in our baptism you call us to proclaim the coming of your kingdom. Give us the courage you gave the apostles, that we may faithfully witness to your love and peace in every circumstance of life. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We continue our worship this day with the readings.
Our first reading is from the second chapter of Ezekiel, beginning with verse 1. In 597 BCE, the priest Ezekiel was removed into exile in Babylon. While there, he received a vision of God appearing majestically on a chariot throne. Today's reading recounts God's commissioning of Ezekiel during this vision. The prophet is to speak God's word to a people unwilling to hear. The reading from Ezekiel. A voice said to me, O mortal, stand up on your feet, and I will speak with you. And when he spoke to me, a spirit entered into me and set me on my feet. And I heard him speaking to me. He said to me, Mortal, I am sending you to the people of Israel, to to a nation of rebels who have rebelled against me. They and their ancestors have transgressed against me to this very day. The descendants are impudent and stubborn. I am sending you to them, and you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord God, whether they hear or refuse to hear, for they are a rebellious house, they shall know that there has been a prophet among them. Our responsive psalm is the 123rd psalm. To you I lift up my eyes, to you enthroned in the heavens. As the eyes of servants look to the hand of their masters, and the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to you, O Lord our God, until you show us your mercy. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy, for we have made more than enough of contempt, too much of the scorn of the idle and rich, and of the derision of the proud. The second reading is from the 12th chapter of 2 Corinthians, beginning with verse 2. Christians do not boast of their own accomplishments. Rather, Christian boasting focuses attention on how the power of Christ is present in our lives, especially in times of weakness and vulnerability. No matter what our circumstances in life, Christ's grace is sufficient for us. The reading from 2 Corinthians. I know a person in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that such a person, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. Was caught up into paradise and heard things that are not to be told, that no mortal is permitted to repeat. On behalf of such a one I will boast, but on my own behalf I will not boast, except of my weaknesses. But if I wish to boast, I will not be a fool, for I will be speaking the truth. But I refrain from it, so that no one may think better of me than what is seen in me or heard from me, even considering the exceptional character of the revelations. Therefore, to keep me from being too elated, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from being too elated. Three times I appealed to the Lord about this, that it would leave me. But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for the power is made perfect in weakness. So I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities, for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong.
Gospel according to St. Mark, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus left that place and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. And they said, Where did this man get all of this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joses and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they took offense at him. Then Jesus said to them, Prophets are not without honor except in their hometown and among their own kin and in their own house. And he could do no deed of power there except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. But he was amazed at their unbelief. Then Jesus went among the villages teaching, and he called the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. He said to them, Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you, as you leave, shake the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them. So they went out, and they proclaimed that all should repent, and they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick, and they cured them. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We'll continue with our children's sermon. Well, good morning, boys and girls. It is so good to be with you today. I am so excited. I'm just so excited that you are here and that we can gather together and learn about God and learn about what it means to be called as disciples of Jesus. I'm really thankful that you're here. You know, I want to start off by asking you a question, and I want you to think about this question a little bit. So if you're with your family or your friends or your other relatives, take some time to maybe pause the video and discuss this a little bit. But my question is, when have you felt welcomed? When is a time that you've felt welcomed? What did it feel like when you knew that you came into a place and you felt welcomed? You felt you belonged in there and with those people. Now, there are some things that we can do to help people feel welcomed. Things like greeting them at the door. Maybe you've gone to a friend's house and they greet you at the door as you come up their steps and they say, "Welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. I'm so thankful that you're here. Welcome. Come in, come in." Maybe they've offered to take your coat. Maybe you came in and they said, "Would you like something to eat or something to drink? Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Is there anything we can do to make you feel at home?" It's true, being welcomed is an important part of our lives, and especially in our life of faith. I hope that you know that you are welcome here in this place. I hope you know that you are welcome here at church and here at Joy. And I hope maybe there are ways that you've felt and seen and experienced what it's like to be welcomed here. But now I have another question. Have you ever felt unwelcomed? Have you ever felt like you didn't belong? Or that you felt really uncomfortable and it seemed like people weren't all that friendly and that they didn't really want you to be there? It kind of feels not so good, does it? Maybe feels a little bit awkward. Maybe makes you feel uncomfortable. Maybe makes you feel a little bit sad. Because people want to know that they belong. And when we don't make people feel welcome, it hurts. It hurts right here. But you know what? Our story today from the Gospel of Mark tells us that Jesus had some advice for his disciples. Because he knew that sometimes they would be welcome and sometimes they wouldn't be. And you know what he told them? When you feel unwelcomed, he said, don't take it personally. Don't take it right here. And he said, you know what? Just move on. Move on to a place where you will be welcomed. And he gave them some advice and something that I want to share with you today. Jesus said, shake the dust off your feet. Shake the dust off your feet, which is just his way of saying, move on. It's not your fault. It's not your problem. Just move on. So we shake it off, right? We shake off the dust and we move on because we know that God wants all people to feel welcomed, especially in God's family. And you know what? I really am thankful that you're here. I'm thankful that you're a part of this family here at Joy. And I hope and I pray that you always feel welcomed here. Would you say a prayer with me? Good and gracious God, we thank you for welcoming us into your family, for making us a part of your church that is the body of Christ. But we know that sometimes we don't always feel so welcomed. So teach us to shake it off. Teach us to move on and trust that you are with us always, welcoming us and inviting us to share the good news of your love. We pray all these things in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, Amen. All right, friends, until next time, we will see you soon. Take care and be well. Brothers and sisters, grace and peace to you from God and from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. So, every night, we've developed a routine in the Jerome household. Routines are important. I think that parents, oftentimes, we still like to think that we can be spontaneous and adventurous, but when it comes to getting things like kids to bed, getting them to school, getting their homework done, it's just best to fall back into a routine. And there's really no perfect way to do it other than what you more or less stumble upon as you try to figure out this whole parenting thing. Because, spoiler alert, kids, most of us have no idea how to do this. But we're trying. And we're trying because we love you so, so much. Anyway, so in the Jerome household, bedtime is one of those times where we have a routine, and it looks something like this. Blakely, do you want to go to bed? And sometimes the answer is yes, and sometimes it's the wrong answer, which is anything other than yes. But we eventually do get her into her room. We change her into her pajamas, and then the routine goes as such. We grab a blanket. We grab a stuffed animal, most likely Minnie or Mickey Mouse, and then we grab a book, a story of some kind. Because while some nights definitely go smoother than others, there's something about a story. There's something about winding the day down with a story that sets the mood for a good night's sleep. I was inspired by one such story, and I decided to create something from this story that tells about what it's like to be a disciple of Christ. Perhaps this will sound familiar to you. Congratulations! Today is the Lord's Day. And you're sent out to great places. You're sent out to share the way. You are more than prepared, whether you know it or not. You've got the Holy Spirit, so don't quit. Don't stop. You're never alone because God is with you. And guess what? You've got a community, too. The world needs you. Yes, you. And believe it or not, the world is in great need of many things that cannot be bought. You've got gifts to share and insights to give, so be on your way. Move quickly. Live. You'll be called to new things, great people and places, and sometimes that means even meeting new faces. You'll be welcomed in. And when you are to wish them peace. Don't run. Don't hide. Just be yourself, for yourself is pretty neat. But if you are unwelcomed, if you are left all alone, if your peace is unshared, then move right along. Don't make a big scene. Don't take it personally. You haven't failed. Some people just aren't ready to receive. Share your message of hope, for God's kingdom is here, and leave it at that. No calling down fire, No cursing or fighting, no, nothing like that. You are to proclaim the good news, to forgive, to heal, and to love. You are to reflect all of the goodness and grace that comes from above. Oh, the places you will go. You won't lose your way because the Spirit will guide you, not lead you astray. You'll do amazing things. You'll make miracles happen as the Spirit brings. You'll heal the sick. You'll comfort the afflicted. You'll challenge those who abuse, forsake, and who are just plain wicked. You'll make new friends. And they'll be like your brother and sis. And soon, you'll realize there's no better family than this. Except when you don't. Because sometimes you won't. I'm sorry to say, but it's true. You won't always be received well. They won't want to hear you. They might think it's a bunch of hooey you're trying to sell. You'll come to some places where the windows are dark, where the people are unwilling, and the city is just full of unwelcoming barks. Our Lord knows all too well that you might get rejected. The word of hope you are trying to share very well might get neglected. You'll feel lost and alone, and you'll wonder where you went wrong. It will be difficult, and you won't know if you can go on. You might even wonder to yourself, is God even in this place? And you might even feel as though you're just floating off in space. And you'll be waiting. You'll be waiting to hear the call once again, to go out and share the good news that doesn't end. You'll be waiting for God to act and to move. You'll be waiting, just waiting, for something to do. You'll be stuck in the muck. And you might even tell yourself that, you know what, I'm quite comfortable with this luck. You'll want to give up. You'll want to leave it to your pastor or bishop. This work is too hard and will bring you to the brink. And this call to discipleship, you might even begin to rethink. You'll be waiting. You'll be waiting for something to do, waiting for something to come, a new call, a new. No, that isn't for you. Don't get comfortable there. You are called to much more, and it begins with a life filled with prayer. And when you pray, may the light that first called you guide your way. Because you are the bearer of some really good news. People are longing to hear this good word, and God has chosen you. Yes, you. The kingdom of God is here. Yes, indeed. And you are just the one to share such news, 100% guaranteed. So when you find yourself stuck, know you're not alone. You have so much love and support. Don't groan. Take up your cross. Keep on your way. There's so much to do, so much to see, and so much to say. Oh, the places you will go. So are you ready? There is grace and mercy, so don't worry, don't fret. You'll mess up and you'll get back on your feet. No worries, no sweat. As you are on the road, remember, God is with you. You are a beloved child, so you'll get through. Whenever you face challenges, just wipe the dust off. God's love is greater. And you have been set free, so take off. Whether your life is filled with happiness and joy, sadness and sots, you know that you have this community. And that means a lot. For life is full of ups and downs. Whatever comes your way, just know that you've got good friends who are so willing to come round. There's no time to waste. And you're ready. You know. You won't need a thing, so pack lightly and just go. And as you come, and as you go, and as you leave once again, remember to proclaim God's love. Share God's grace, offer God's peace, and always, in the name of the Father, Son, and Spirit. Amen.
The light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness, shining. Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us. Set us free by the truth you now bring us. Shine on me. Shine on me.
Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land. The Father's glory, praise, Spirit, blaze, set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow, flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light.
Join together with our brothers and sisters across this nation and around the world in confessing our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord Jesus, you encouraged those first apostles. You sent them out into this world, and oh, the places they went, and oh, the job that they did, oh, the word that they spread that burns in our heart even today. We ask that you inspire us by your Holy Spirit to do the exact same thing that they did, to go out into this world, to proclaim your holy and life-giving word, and to follow you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. On this day, Lord, the 4th of July, we pray for our country. We pray for the well-being of our whole country. Help us to focus on the things that unify our hearts and minds. Help us to be strong, to face the difficulties just like we have been in the past. Uphold us by the power of your Holy Spirit and guide us and correct us when necessary. And Lord, help us this day to celebrate the freedom that we have been given in this place. But also help us to remember the responsibility we have to love and care and ensure freedom for all our people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for your children today and for the children's ministry that's happening here at Joy Lutheran this summer. We give you thanks for day camp and the successful, wonderful time that those 46 kids had. And thank you for the youth who supported and sustained this program. 22 youth involved, which is amazing. Our kids are here. They love you. They love each other. Continue to bless them and strengthen them in their faith journeys. We also give you thanks for the staff from Rainbow Trails, from our church, but also those adult volunteers who made this all happen. Now, Lord, we ask for your blessing on Vacation Bible School, and we ask your blessing on camping that's going to happen this summer, the junior high, the high school, everything that we're involved with. We ask that you sustain and encourage and support our ministry. Help us to proclaim your word. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who are desperately in need today, Lord. Those whose homes and lives have been destroyed by fires, but also those who are out there fighting those fires. Protect them, keep them safe. Send them the rain that they need and the relief that they need from these flames. We also pray for the families and the friends of those who have been lost at Surfside, Florida, as the people continue to search. We ask that you bless them, that you give them strength, that you help them to have hope, not necessarily in this life, but in the life to come. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior. Amen. We continue at this point with the offering. And on this 4th of July Sunday, I invite you to remember that you have been free for a very long time, probably your whole life. And Christ has called you to use that freedom to the good of God's will. So, think about how God wants to use you on this very day. Let us continue our worship with the great thanksgiving. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and salutary. It's our duty and our joy that we should, at all times and in all places, offer thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus the Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection has opened for us the way of everlasting life. And so, with the choirs of angels and the church on earth and the host of heaven, we praise your name and we join their unending hymn. God, you alone are holy, you alone are God. The universe declares your praise beyond the stars, beneath the sea, within each cell, with every breath. We praise you, O God. Generations bless your faithfulness through the water, by night and day, across the wilderness, out of exile, into the future. We bless you, O God. We give you thanks for your dear Son, at the heart of human life, near to those who suffer, beside the sinner, among the poor, and with us now. We thank you, O God. In the night in which you was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Then again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." And our Lord Jesus, he taught us to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." Brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the body of Christ given for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. I invite you to receive the blessing. Now, may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, strengthen us and keep us always in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, bread of life, we've received from your table more than we could ever ask from you. As you have nourished us in this meal, now we ask that you strengthen us to go out and love the world, offering them your very own life. In your name we pray. Amen. And now may Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless us and keep us now and forever. Amen. Let's sing together our sending hymn, My Country, 'Tis of Thee. Remembering we are the body of Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.